Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives worldwide. And our subject today is redefining success. Before that, let me say that boy, is it nice to be back. You probably haven't noticed, but the past three episodes were all recorded back in time because I was traveling and everything went all right. I actually got to go to the States. COVID didn't interrupt, which I'm very thankful for. And I went both to New York and Newport, Rhode Island, where I spent a bunch of time with some of the best consultants on earth. Actually, also all of us who were inducted into the Million Dollar Consulting Hall of Fame this year. So it was really a superb group. If you've heard of Alan Weiss, it's all his doing and was really an amazing event. And I'm here back and energized, so I really want to get started in helping you out. With that in mind, let's jump straight into this week's topic, redefining success. I was talking to a client recently, and he told me that he has an issue with one of his key people. He was reluctant to do something that we all could agree was very important for the company. It was actually something that that person could do. It was something that was immensely valuable and was something that at that point of time, no one else could do. Why didn't he want to do it? You know, I just asked my client, the VP, why is he against this? As we can see, it seems like a perfect fit. And he said, quite literally, because he wants to succeed. As with most motivated people, we always strive to succeed. We want to have success. And therefore, we would naturally be inclined to set ourselves up for success. So if someone sees this specific task, which is not, I agree, what usually would be performed by someone in engineering, but has some product parts to it, I can understand why the person would be reluctant to jump head into it in that specific scenario, where all you see is, I want to make sure I succeed. I want to have success. I don't want to go into a product task where I might not be perfect the first go and then have to redo some. But let's step away from that sort of constrained view and look at the bigger picture. We have a task that no one else can do right now. So if you, as someone, a leader in engineering, want your team to be able to do this project, to enable this impact, to allow your team to achieve this goal, someone has to do this product or product-ish task to get going. And there's no one else. So you can either wait, which is not going to get any impact, and I'm not sure that's going to be called success, right? You can try and force someone's hand to do it. And, you know, if your usual negotiations don't get you through that, what are you going to do? What really is there left? And this is when I spot an amazing opportunity for growth for that person, and also for the VP, who I then understand has to cultivate a way of thinking around the team. That is, what do we mean when we say success? We cannot only count on I did what I was told to do, and therefore, woohoo, I'm successful. Success here is about impact. It is solely about the bottom line. What have we achieved? And therefore, if you don't do the task wrong and yet you don't do the task at all, you are successful only for the trivial case. You are not successful in effect. Therefore, that specific person needed to be told that it is either not doing the task at all, which is not going to be considered as success, or doing it and therefore exponentially increasing his and his team's chances for success, right? Now, that's for the specific case. But what is the takeaway for us here? The takeaway is that we need to talk about this as a culture. If you want to create a team, an organization, where people do the right thing, They have to know that their success is measured in a certain way. And you have to make sure to reward the right sorts of behavior. So your takeaways are, consider, do people understand what is success in an organization, or are they more tuned towards the simple, the easy, the straightforward tasks that everyone understands that are probably a sure win? Second, you have to create an organization where it is acceptable to not be perfect and still be considered a success. Surely, no one expects 100% of your pull requests to have no comments on them, right? There's a reason we have pull requests. Surely, you understand that some bugs are going to happen because that's the way it is. If you were never to write any bugs, you likely are spending way too much time on quality. You're not NASA. So let's define our metric for success. Let's make sure that it is okay to be successful, even if not perfect. So for example, reward success when someone has mistakes, they're not fatal, and you see that they're learning from them. Tell them that they're doing well. Help them improve. Make people understand that this is accepted. And even more, I have an older episode about a concept from my book, which is about failing spectacularly. I want to create an organization where we sometimes innovate. And we cannot innovate if we are always within the safe zone, if we always know that this innovation attempt is guaranteed to succeed. That's not genuinely innovating. Therefore, you have to create this environment where people understand that it is perfectly fine to take risks. It is perfectly fine to sometimes make mistakes. As long as we can still, in retrospect, look at the information you had at the get-go and say, yes, that was a right decision. That was a risk worth taking. Then you are good to go. Do your due diligence and get going, because we're not looking for perfection. No one is perfect. We are looking for continuous success. And that, my friend, once you're equipped with it, will increase your own chances of success, your team's chances of success, and we have just improved your impact per engineer. I hope you enjoyed this takeaway. If you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. I reply to everyone. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And I have an interesting offering coming up soon. So do that and talk soon. Thank you.